Right now, we are joined in studio by actress, director, you name it. She's done it in her theater career of, well, I wouldn't say how long, but like more than 5 years.
Yeah.
Becky Adams joins us from Some Theater Company. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Great to have you here with us to talk about an upcoming production from Some Theater Company, doing what you guys do a lot, and that is to premiere shows here in the area.
We're really, really excited about this one, too. So the show is Pops, 7 increasingly eventful years at a certain school of magic and magic. So from that, you can probably gauge what it might be about. Boy wizard with a scar.
Yes.
We'll call him Potter. but it's not his story.
Right.
Most people know his story. Pops is about another house and their experiences during that same time as the Potter kid.
Very interesting. Now, usually I know something about these plays. I'm completely unfamiliar with this show. Can you tell me like the authors and its production history?
I can't tell you the authors because I don't know that information. I'm just an actor. No, just kidding. It played off-Broadway for quite a few years and actually just ended the off-Broadway run about 2 years ago. And then it went to Brisbane, Australia. It was one of those off-Broadway sort of really small shows. It just became a huge phenomenon, especially with a certain age group. It is an adult show. It's written for an adult audience, so there are some innuendos and some cursing and things like that. But in our production, we also have matinee shows for the younger wizards because we do realize that, you know, obviously kids are into the same fandom as the adults.
But no splash zone for this show, right?
No, well, I mean, you know, there are actors who tend to spit. So if you are in the VIP seats.
Yes, but blood is not going to be
no blood for this
pouring
one
over the audience
no,
this time around.
No.
Tell me a little bit about the cast. Who do you play?
I play Leanne. She is the puffiest of puffs. She is the epitome of what a puff is about. She's very naive and very friendly and very happy all the time. But it is a very ensemble cast, so we are playing multiple roles. So I play a character named Helga, which people might know. I play a character named Myrtle, which people might know, which is really fun because it's not just one character through the entire thing. You're bringing lots of different voices and lots of different characters on stage.
Excellent. And who are some of the other actors that we'll get to see in the production?
If you're familiar with Some Theater Company, you might see Logan Bard, who's been in many of the productions, Brandon Clark, Sylvia, and I'm drawing a blank on her last name. I'm sorry, Sylvia, I love you to death. You will see a lot of familiar faces, but you'll also see a bunch of new faces who you haven't seen before. Katie England is in this.
Oh,
and
great,
a lot of people in the area know Katie very
sure.
well. And like myself, we're returning to theater after decades being away. So it's going to be a fun return.
Very nice. And is Elaine directing?
Elaine is directing, yes.
Outstanding. The show opens on the 20th. You're playing from February 20th through March 1st. And speaking of new, also a chance to see the wonderful new performance space. Can you talk a little bit about that for people who might not be aware?
Absolutely. So we're in the Bangor Mall, and we're right between the Mattresses and More store and Lane Bryant. It's the old Justice store. And you would never think that a store in the mall could become this really engaging theater experience. And I just can't wait for people to come in and finally see it once they come behind that wall and see what this looks like, because it's a full-on theater.
That's wonderful. And, we've talked about this before. That seems to be the future for a lot of these malls is the opportunity to provide services, but what a great space for theater companies.
Absolutely. I mean, you've got ample parking. You can go out to dinner ahead of time at a multitude of restaurants in the area. You can go buy merchandise at some of the stores nearby. So, yeah, I think it's a great, great opportunity for the mall.
That's terrific. So where are you in the process? Have you had your tech yet?
No, tech is starting next week. This weekend, we're going to be at the craft fair that's happening at the Bangor Mall.
Oh, yeah, going to be a million people
weekend. And we're excited because we're going to be doing some, we're going to have some wands that people can buy for the show, because you might have the opportunity to play with some puffs.
Very
you never
nice.
Know.
Nice.
We'll be doing some sortings, so people can come by the theater and get sorted into their houses. A little opportunity. And you can also come by and buy tickets there as well.
So suffice it to say, if you're a fan of particularly well-known wizards and schools that teach that sort of thing, you would love this show.
Oh, absolutely. And if you're a fan of just a fun coming of age, heartwarming, hilarious theater experience, you would also love the show as well.
Fantastic. What's the best way for people to get tickets, Becky?
You can go to stcmaine.org, and there's more information as well as tickets and information about the show as well.
Now, I didn't even ask, is this a musical?
It's not a musical. It's a straight play.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. If I were in the audience and I felt like singing, would that be okay?
Sure, go for it. Okay. Oh, and we also, if you have costumes, if you're a cosplayer and you like to dress up like any of these characters, please feel free to come. Come with your wand, come with your robes. We love it.
Now, I know how, from personal experience, I know how good you are at creating interesting and unusual props. Were you involved in doing that at all for
this
show?
Yes, actually I was. There are quite a few of my props on this stage.
Wonderful.
So look out for those.
Excellent. Well, it's coming up soon, February 20th. Through March 1st, some theater company's production of Puffs. Becky, thank you so much. Great to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Break legs.